Pre-show. Wow. Okay, welcome pre-show. This is the 19th of November, and we're doing another encore today, and then we'll be back at new shows tomorrow, and I don't know if this is going to work out. It seems to be a better schedule for what I got to do every week. Yeah, man. What is this, man? November? I'm losing fucking track, man. I wish it was, you know, my favorite time of year is summertime. Probably you too, you know, I don't know if you're like me. Maybe it isn't, but I love summer. For all the obvious reasons. It's warm, it's sunny, you know, you're outdoors, you're not indoors, you're eating kind of really cool food, you know, you're like into the barbecue mode, man, even though I'm not really a meat eater anymore, but I'm not even really much of a drinker anymore, but I just like the vibe, you know, and that's why I love summer, and it was always growing up for me. Maybe it's because I grew up in California, I don't know, I don't think it probably matters much, but it meant the ocean, and it meant swimming. I love swimming. That's my favorite form of exercise. I haven't been swimming in so fucking long, it's not even funny. I don't know. Maybe I ought to buy a house with a pool. You know, maybe. What the fuck is this? Steve Ozell. Oh, AI poses a significant threat. And there's a jar of Vaseline there. Oh, I see. This is from last year. Okay, yeah. There's actually this jar of KY jelly. So today is the 19th, and that means Coach Vernon Dozier's interviewed concerning his problems. Margaret Gray's Unstoppable Show. It's our annual. Okay, so when is Thanksgiving? It's not for 2 weeks, right? Algiers interviews a man about hand counting ballots. Kenny's had it rough. But Kenny's had it rough. All right, let me see, man. We kind of jump around on the dates here, so. Christmas favorites. Have we heard this yet? Have we done this one yet? It's kind of early for Christmas favorites, but hey. So this was the one with Margaret's Unstoppable. Then we were in the weekend shows. Then on Friday we did Coach Dozier, Canadian League, CFL. Then we had Major Elvis Newton and the Newton, Fan Out, Spread Out. Then we had Log In Chris Beakley. Then we had Principles of Abundance with Kenny Slagg. He's had it rough. What the fuck, man? And before that, we did Margaret Gray's Butt Hurt Over the Big Reviews Her Son Got for His Singing. Okay. Then we have Overlord Bugs Wilcott netcasting from Arcadia. Pastor Rennick hosts the Thanksgiving Triathlon. There is the Brain That Wouldn't Die. Then we had Elcott. We had the Friday show is The Things That I Gotta Say with Bud Dickman. Before that, we heard Glenn Fitzdale. Before that, we had Pete Bone, who takes a firm stand on the issues. And then comes the encores, which was Coach Dozier. Talks about his wife's hairdos. And Frank Gray recounts a bad golf weekend in Tweedledee, Nevada. Then there's Elcott. Then there's The Thing. Then there's the movie. And then here we are again with Friday. Too Much Sugar. Distinguished Speaker Series. Tids of Beverly Hills. Kenny Slagg, who it turns out is at a prison farm in Weaverton, Mississippi. Kenny Slagg, what? I don't know, man. I don't know what that means. Then on Monday, okay, there was the two, and then there's Kenny Slagg's. How many Kenny Slagg shows did we do? Okay, then there's that, and then there's that. Dumb Tongue. Well, I guess we didn't do that show. So we can do Jason J. Delmonico singing the Christmas classics, man. Why the fuck not? So I don't think I want to hear that. Mark's Little Butthurt. Chef Jadelli begins to talk about barbecuing a Thanksgiving turkey. Why not that? That sounds pretty cool. Although that is an encore. God damn it. Where are we at here, man? I don't know. November. Margaret said, Gray says, it's okay to leave your child with a pedophile superstar if it'll ensure the kid's success. Holy fuck. Oh my God. I guess the Michael Jackson thing was happening back in 2003. Is that what was going on? I don't know if that's something I want to deal with. You know what? This is part of the, this is for the subscribers though. So for you guys, let me see. Jay Sanna's the citizens that harass people who are talking in public about Michael Jackson's guilt. He says it makes them sound like big shots who know about police investigation work and callers cite the First Amendment. Okay, this is good. Oh, fuck. All right, there we go. That'll be, and that's the first hour. That was from November, whatever, 21st, 2003.